Welcome to another hour of a very special edition of Jazz America here on VOA Music Mix. This is Russ Davis, your host, and this is a special edition because we're saluting the Grammy nominees for this year. For over half a century, the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences, also known as NARIS, have handed out Grammy Awards in every musical category you can imagine, and jazz is, of course, a big, big part of each and every Grammy Awards celebration. It's the 57th Grammy Awards this year, and we're celebrating the Grammy nominees in the jazz categories. And let's begin this hour with the music of three all-star players who got together to create a wonderful work in this year just about to pass. Bobby Hutcherson, the legendary master of the vibes, alto saxophone giant David Sanborn, and organist-slash-trumpeter-slash-vocalist Joey DeFrancesco, along with drummer Billy Hart, created quite an all-star quartet for the album Enjoy the View. And from that, here's some Grammy-nominated work written by Bobby Hutcherson. The song is Teddy, a swinging way to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America in celebration of the nominees for the 57th Grammy Awards.
Thank you.
29-year-old Cuban-born pianist Alfredo Rodriguez from his album The Invasion Parade, Grammy-nominated for his arrangement of the classic song Guantanamera. Congratulations to him, and it's exciting to see a young person like him get a Grammy nomination and get the attention he so rightly deserves for his wonderful work in the last few years, as a matter of fact, not only on his most recent work, The Invasion Parade. And so often, it's the veteran players who get the attention, sometimes maybe because they've just been around for so very long. Well, this next artist has certainly been around for a long time, but she has earned every accolade that she has received. She's the great vocalist Diane Reeves, and her album Beautiful Life is Grammy nominated this year. I had a chance to chat with her not very long ago, and after we hear our conversation, we'll hear some music from this Grammy nominated work from Diane Reeves here on VOA's Jazz America.
Think about this right now. There is no more famous or more popular female jazz singer in the world today than you.
That's interesting. I don't know about that, but
I think it's true.
Okay. All right. I'll take that.
And it takes a lot of hard work to get there.
Oh, yeah.
And once you do get to a place like that, and, you know, you can arguably say this is true. I can say it's true. And there are others that could be said about, too. You're in a level. You've got some demands upon you, and I'm getting to one last question here.
Okay.
You know, I knew it was a long, hard day here. The sun's going down here in New York, and Diane's had a long day. But as soon as we started talking about this music, your eyes lit up and your smile was so bright. And you when you're talking music and thinking music, I think you're really alive. Do you think your life is like what you thought it would be at this point?
Oh, it's nothing like what I could have ever imagined. I think there are a lot of things I always tell people that I dreamed of, and they happened, and some haven't happened yet. But there are more things that I could have never imagined, and they've come into my life, and I've been ready for them, and they've been for me. And that is, to me, the beauty, is that when you let go and you be you're yourself and you live the best life that you can live, you never know what's going to come your way. But when it does come your way, that you're really ready for it. And that's what it's been for me. And I really enjoy the life that I've been given.
Body, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. Hallera, nare, nare, yeah. Thank you.
Tango, a spirited Latin-flavored piece from Beautiful Life, the Grammy-nominated work in the Best Jazz Vocal category from Diane Reeves. And now, here's some music from the esteemed bassist Nathan East from his Grammy-nominated work in the Best Contemporary Instrumental Album category. The song is Madiba from the album Nathan East on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network.
Thank you.
That was a spirited piece of music, was it not? Madiba is the name of the piece from the latest release from bassist Nathan East, standing out on his own after working so many years with other artists in their projects, now his own project, and Grammy-nominated. Hope you enjoyed that. More Grammy-nominated music for this year coming right up. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's an email message I received not very long ago, which reads as follows. Hello, I'm an American, and I listen to your Jazz America program on shortwave from Phnom Penh, Cambodia. The reception is usually pretty clear. I really enjoy the music. Thank you very much. I have to use internet cafes over here, so I need it quick and easy. Thank you. Ted McCreary. Well, Ted, anytime you want to listen to Jazz America, I post both hours of each week's program on my own personal website for modern jazz called Moja Radio, M-O-J-A, M-O for modern, J-A for jazz, mojaradio.com. Just click on the Voice of America link right there on the homepage, and you'll be taken to a page where you can listen to Jazz America anytime you like, both hours, and also see a listing of all the songs, artists, and albums that are playing so you can follow along as you listen. Now, let's get back to our Grammy-nominated work for this year, the 57th Grammy Awards, as handed out by the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences. And here is some more Grammy-nominated music. And it comes from the great pianist Jason Moran. He's nominated in the Best Jazz Instrumental Album category. And it's interesting because there's also some great vocal work on this piece as well. It's Jason Moran with his album, All Rise, A Joyful Elegy for Fats Waller, who did a little bit of vocalizing along with being a great piano player too. And from this work, here's Yacht Club Swing, Grammy-nominated work for this year, Jason Moran beginning this set of music here on VOA's Jazz America. Just heard a piece of music that is two-time Grammy nominated this year. It's from the esteemed bassist Rufus Reed and the album Quiet Pride, the Elizabeth Catlett Project, with the song entitled Recognition, nominated as Best Instrumental Composition. And what a beautiful written piece that was. And also in the category of Best Large Jazz Ensemble Album. Best of luck to Rufus Reed in winning the Grammy this year and to all of the nominees. Among them, Joe Lovano, multi-Grammy Award winner over the years. He's nominated for his performance on the song written by Joe Henderson, Recordame, from the album The Latin Side of Joe Henderson, featuring Conrad Herwig, who put the project together and got a Grammy nomination for the album as well, and Joe Lovano for his performance on the song that you just heard. Two Grammy nominations for that same work. At the 2012 Detroit Jazz Festival, the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences, NARIS, the Grammy people, asked me to moderate a panel featuring Grammy winners Terrence Blanchard, Joe Lovano, and Gary Burton. Here's some of that conversation in that panel now. Over the years, I played a lot of music by these three gentlemen that are here in our presence right now. My goodness, can you believe? We have, from Cleveland, Ohio, the great master of the saxophone, maybe the greatest of his generation, Joe Lovano is here, y'all.
Yeah. Thank you, Ralph.
Joe, when you won your first Grammy Award and you heard your name announced, or someone told you, or you saw it written down, give me some thoughts about what went through you.
Well, you know, of course it was one of the thrills of my lifetime to be there at the Grammys and to be recognized in the pool of nominees for our efforts and for the recording that won for me was called 52nd Street Themes. Mm-hmm. And it was with my nonette, so I had a large number of musicians from my inner family of musicians that I grew up with and had played with in the Woody Herman Band and the Mel Lewis Jazz Orchestra and with Carla Blaze Band and things with Charlie Hayden Liberation Music Orchestra. And I kind of put musicians together from my experiences in large groups. And 52nd Street Themes was something like, for me, that was very personal. We focused on the music of Tad Dameron, who was one of the premier architects of bebop and the music of that time, with Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie and others. And he was from Cleveland, Ohio. My dad Tony Lovano, who was a saxophone player around Cleveland, played with Tad Dameron. And I grew up listening to the music and trying to learn how to play by experiencing that music, you know, his tunes in particular, and listening to all of the recordings. So for me, it was something that had developed through the years, and to put this ensemble together somewhere around 1998-99, we won the Grammy in 2000, you know, and it was just a thrill and something that I was reaching for musically, never thinking it would be acknowledged like that at that level. And since then, we've been working and playing. I have three recordings out with the Nonet on Blue Note Records since then. And they've been Grammy nominations also, you know. So it's just a thrill to be in the mix and to be there at the Grammys. It's amazing.
Well, here's the amazing Joe Lovano with Conrad Herwig on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network.
Thank you. Thank you.
Grammy-nominated and possibly Grammy Award-winning work we'll find out on February 8th. It's Recordame, featuring Joe Lovano on the tenor saxophone, Conrad Herwig, and his friends. Congratulations to all the nominees, and best of luck in winning the Grammy coming soon. This is Russ Davis. On the next Jazz America, I'll give you a special themed program I call All in the Family, Fathers and Sons, as four greats of jazz today talk about the influence of their famous fathers. Joshua Redman talks about Dewey Redman. Chris Brubeck talks about his father, Dave Brubeck. Felix Pastorius talks about his father, Jaco. And Julian and Larry Coryell join me for conversation, and I hope you'll join me next week, too.